makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, blenders and roasters of fine coffee since 1864, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's, me and my gal, Judy Garland, and Charlie McCarthy.
Coffee.
You want a mug?
Say, Charlie, do you know why a moth eats a hole in the rug?
No. Why does a moth eat a hole in a rug?
To see the floor show. Oh!
Say, Judy, how are you doing with this scrap rubber drive? You know, there's a great surplus of rubber shortage.
Yes. I've been turning in lots of it.
Good.
You know the saying, collect the rubber and beat Schickel Goober.
Yeah, anything that snaps means slap for the jack. Say, Mr. Noble, what have you given?
Huh? Well, I'm thinking of contributing a tired masseur down at my Turkish club.
Tired masseur at your Turkish club?
Yes. Worn out rubber.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Mr. Noble. I'll go out and dig up some more of this crap, and you and have that rubber band of yours play extra snappy while Judy sings, "I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you."
I've been running in circles while playing the game of pretending. I never realized I wasn't wise, what love could do. Now I'm facing a future that hasn't got one happy ending. And I'm a fool, I guess, who can say it all to you. Love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I didn't realize what a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do. I can't sleep, I can't eat, I never knew a single soul would be so sweet. Oh, I never knew I could love anybody, honey, while I'm loving you. I can't sleep and I can't eat. I never knew a single soul to be so sweet. Oh, I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you.
I dug up an old potholder of Bergen.
A potholder?
Yeah. You know, an introducing girdle. Let you and me get in Bergen's family steamer and haul that stuff over to the gas station. What do you say? With me.
Well, young man?
If you're going to use it, Bergen, you better give us time to take out the dishes and the clams first.
Dishes and clams?
Yes, sir.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, Skinny Bilgin and me have been taking that old car of yours down to the beach in Santa Monica.
I see.
Yes.
Well, what for?
Well, it's very good for... Now, don't get mad.
No.
But you will.
No, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yes.
It's very good for steaming clams.
Steaming clams? What do you mean?
Your Sandy steamer is now McCarthy and Dugan's planetaria.
It's what?
It's an auto grotto.
Oh.
We specialize in the clam.
Well, I see.
But where do you get these clams?
We dig them.
You dig them?
Yeah.
Dig them?
Yeah. Dig, dig, dig. Well, all right.
I see.
Well, that's not very easy work, is it?
No, sir, thanks. They're very sly, those little tricky things.
Yes.
Those little clam squatters.
Where do you find, how do you find where they're buried, Charlie?
Well, you see, Skinny and me, we sort of sneak up on them.
I see.
And when we see one, we make the noise like a lady clam.
Lady clam?
Yeah. And when the clams come up to see what's cooking, they are.
I see.
Well, who does the cooking, you or Skinny?
Pierre.
Oh,
Pierre. Yes, he's a cook. French cook.
I see.
You must taste his barbecue, too, Pierre.
Oh!
And his onions with onions.
Oh.
Non gratis.
Oh, I see.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, well, I'd like to meet him.
He's waiting outside. He's in the cooker now.
I see.
I'll get him. Oh, Pierre. He's very sentimental.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Pierre, the snurs.
Mortimer, so you're Pierre Lesner, are you?
Yeah.
A Frenchman. Oh, yes.
Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour.
Bonjour, yeah. Bonjour, yeah.
Regular Frenchman.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, oui. Yes.
Parlez vous français?
We will,
I said, parlez-vous français?
No, there you go. You're always clowning, you and your sweet accent.
No, I say, I understand you're a very good cook.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, I'm quite notorious.
Is that so?
I guess you've heard of Oscar of the Waldorf.
Yes, I've heard of Oscar of the Waldorf.
Well, I'm Mort of the Fishwalk.
That's good. Now, tell me, I'm rather interested, Mort. Tell me about the very thing down there. How was your cuisine?
There was about five of us.
I did. Your cuisine.
Oh, well, the only relative I got is Grandpa.
Yes, I know. Well, I was speaking of your food.
Oh, yeah.
What's the nicest dish you serve?
Mm-hmm.
The nicest dish you serve?
Well, the nicest dish, well, there's several. Yeah. The other day, a tall blonde in a baby.
No.
It was mighty pretty.
So, I mean, what's on your menu?
Hmm?
Your menu?
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I mean, you must have a menu.
I must, huh?
Yes, sir. A bill of fare. A bill of fare.
Yeah.
What do you have on your bill of fare?
We don't use them.
Oh, you don't use them?
I just let the customers look at my apron. That tells the story.
We present two pictures, before and after. The first is a home at breakfast time. The person, Mr. and Mrs.
Where's my... I've been
finishing coffee.
No time. So long. See you tonight.
Well, that isn't very much like the first two months we were married. I wonder what's the matter.
That was before. Now, same team, same people a few days after.
That coffee smells good.
Now, I'm just waiting till you taste it.
Can't wait. Starla's going to taste it right now.
Don't tell me, Charlie.
Boy, that's good. Stuff like downtown.
Like it.
But it's flavor enough in that cup to make four of the old kind. It must be Casey Sanborn.
That is. A man's coffee.
Lady, you come here to me.
What? Why? What have I done?
Let's hear you say prune. One song.
If you get your Chasen Sanborn kiss this morning, if you didn't, get one tomorrow. Ask your grocer for the Chasen Sanborn coffee he's selling now.
Hey,
Costello, what's all this hey-hey stuff?
Well, me and my wife just bought a farm. Hey-hey!
Now, wait a minute, just a minute, guys. You bought a farm?
Yep.
Who did you buy it from?
Well, I bought it from the real estate man.
Who goes?
And he just flirted with my wife.
What do you mean?
He said he'd like to get her alone.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Yeah. Nobody's going to get my wife alone.
No. He doesn't want to get her alone in the bank.
What do I care? Alone in the bank, alone in the car. What's the difference? She's my wife.
You just wanted your wife to sign a lease.
Sign a lease?
Mm-hmm.
Abbott, what kind of English is that?
Well, what's wrong with that?
You mean sign a line?
No. A lien is a mortgage. Now, didn't you have to go through escrow?
I didn't go through escrow, pigeons.
No. You got your farm. Did you go through escrow?
No, I went through Burbank and Gundy.
Fine with a buy a farm. How much did you pay down?
Well, the guy wanted $50, yes. And he came down to $40, yes. Agreed to take $30, so I gave him $10.
Well,
that's the way I do business. Jump this one.
I don't see why you wanted a farm anyway. You don't like farm life.
Yes, I do have to
know you.
I think it's wonderful to lie under a tree on a hot day and let a cow kiss you to sleep.
A cow?
Sure.
That's sanitary.
No, but it sure cools you up.
No. By the way, what kind of a cow had you? A heifer cow?
A big pun?
I say, what kind of a cow had you? A heifer cow?
A heifer cow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a whole cow. I got a whole flock of cows.
No.
I haven't got one of the flock.
No, you don't understand. Not flock. Herd.
Herd what?
Herd of cow.
Sure, I heard a cow.
No, I mean a cow herd.
What if I care for cow herd? I didn't say nothing to you, kid.
All right. About cows. I'm not in the mood.
You're not in what mood?
A cow mood.
Who cares if a cow mood? Every mood. For me to come to milk fast.
No, it's all set. You don't know how to milk a cow.
Who don't?
You don't.
One time I milked a thousand cows with my left hand.
Why did you get milk with your left hand?
That's my old cow here.
Cow. What else have you got on your farm?
Have you any bees?
Bees?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I've got a whole herd of bees.
Now there you go again. It isn't a herd of bees. It's swarm.
What?
It's swarm.
Why don't you take your cover?
No. You silly ass. How much money does your bees give?
They don't give any, but I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied?
Mm-hmm.
There are bees if they don't give honey.
They sting my mother-in-law.
Oh. I'd like to see that farm of yours.
All right. I've got a picture of the place. Here.
Let me see.
See those two houses?
Mm-hmm.
One is the barn and the other one is my house.
Which one is the house?
The one with the horse looking out through the window.
How can't he fit a living with a horse in it?
I have to take good care of that horse.
What do you mean?
He's a lease horse.
What's that got to do with it?
Me and Charlie McCarty's horse. He owns half and I own half.
Which half does Charlie own?
The half that gets the oats.
What do you mean?
I don't want to talk about my half.
Why not?
It's a long tail.
All right, forget it.
Charlie?
Look, if Charlie throws the horse, then he'll have to buy the horse's fodder.
Why should he buy the horse's fodder? We've got one horse already.
No, you don't understand. Charlie puts the horse's fodder in a bag and hangs it on your horse's nose.
Now, ain't our horse going to look funny with his fodder hanging on his nose?
Your horse eats his fodder.
What have we got, a cannibal?
No, but we are.
What does the horse's fodder eat?
He eats his fodder.
What do you know?
Yeah.
What does the horse's mother eat?
She eats her fodder.
It's getting worse all the time.
In other words, you're going to run him in a dirt.
No, he don't look good in the dirt. He can't get
over. No. I'm trying to find out about your horse. Is he a mutter?
How can he be a mutter? And is he always the mutter?
Certainly not. Sometimes he makes a better mutter than she.
Abbott, suppose a mama horse has little horses. Don't that make her a mutter?
Well, now that depends on her feet.
My horse is feet are okay. Outside of, he limps a little with his front leg.
Why, he's having trouble with the foreleg.
No, I just said he only limps on his two front legs.
Well, Costello, your horse's forelegs are in front.
What if those things in back?
Don't you understand? Your horse has four legs in front and hind legs in back.
Four legs in front and hind legs in back. What is that? A centipede? Abbott, don't try to tell me about my horse. I don't know about you two. I got him right there in the house.
Now, wait, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your wife
worked hard to help you buy this little farm. Now that she has a home of her own, you deliberately inconvenience her by letting her sleep in the house of a horse.
Well, the horse is clean.
Never mind that. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, you should be. You've got a nice big stable in the backyard, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You have a nice clean stall with plenty of fresh straw on the floor?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, take a tumble yourself.
I'm sorry I'm doing all those things.
Oh, what's wrong? What is...
I didn't realize what I was doing. I just loved the horse, that was all.
And you shouldn't do it.
After all, it was a nice, clean stall with plenty of fresh straw on the floor.
You've got plenty of it out there.
And it's a nice, big, clean stable.
Certainly it is.
I'll fix the whole thing up.
What are you going to do?
I'll let my wife sleep in the stable.
If there's music in your heart and you have an urge to get up and dance, it may be because today is the first day of summer. Or then again, it may be your own turn. Smoke it in your eyes, a la Ray Noble.
Talk to you about.
What is it, Charlie?
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
Why? Is it your birthday?
No, silly. It's Father's Day.
Oh, no, it is. But what's that got to do with you?
Well, ain't I your sweet daddy?
Charlie, you're impossible.
Oh, no.
But, say, did you buy Mr. Bergen a Father's Day present?
Well, I was 80. There was, no.
Oh, Charlie, you're very, very thoughtless.
Dolus is the word. Dolus, yes.
Listen, Charlie, who was it who always cheered you up when things looked dark?
That was Bergen, didn't it?
And who was it who always nursed you when you were sick?
That was Bergen.
And who always loaned you money when you were broke?
Well, I don't know. I never met the man yet. Don't change the subject.
Well, I still think you could have gotten him something.
Oh, so there you are, children.
Climb upon my knee, sonny boy. Oh. Though you're only 12, sonny boy.
You do right in front of me. Excuse me, don't you?
Uh-oh.
Hello, son. I get it. Yeah. Hello, baby.
Wonderful day, isn't it, Judy?
Yes, it certainly is, Miss Bergen.
It doesn't rain, kids.
Marvelous thing, fatherhood. Nothing like it. There's nothing more tender than the relationship between father and son.
You're right, Mr. Bergen. Why, do you realize that 50% of the parents are fathers?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, that's practically half, isn't it?
Well, son.
Yes?
I don't suppose you have anything special to say to me or anything?
Not a thing, no.
I see.
Haven't come, I guess.
Well, the day isn't over yet. I guess I'll just toddle along and leave you two children alone.
He really expected something, didn't he?
Of course he did, Charles.
The way he hinted it was rude, I thought.
If I were you, I'd go right out and buy him something.
Well, don't you think he'd be just as happy if I gave him one of those big, chasing Sanborn kisses?
Would you?
Listen, if I were you, I'd get him something to show what he's worth to you.
What he's worth to me?
Yes.
The 5 and 10 is sold today. Well, anyway, I don't know what to buy him. I don't.
Well, I think I'd get him something practical.
Yeah?
Something he can use.
Let's see now.
How about a bowl?
A bowl?
Yeah, something to soak his bread in.
How about a billfold?
Oh, he doesn't fold them. He carries them.
You think he'd like,
clothing, huh?
Well, I've never seen him go anywhere without it.
No,
maybe he'd like a beanie.
A beanie? I could think of a combination, nutmeg grinder, hand pressure, and lightning rod.
Oh, that'd be good.
Or how about a pair of open-toed earmuffs with a belt in the back?
Yeah. I guess it's not so good. Maybe you didn't say loud enough. So they didn't hear it.
Well, let's go to the department store. Maybe we'll get an idea.
Later on.
How much money have you got?
We can trade this egg in for something.
And I got a cool buck in the quota. You
don't
know how about
suffering
and straight
as you
get. I
need
softer and
straight
and
faster. Well, go get your piggyback and we'll bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
Well, here's the store. Let's look around.
Maybe our man over there can help us. Are you the floor walker?
Yes, I'm the aisle pedestrian. 4 hours, 9 to 5, 6 to 1, half a dozen of the other. And, what can I do for you?
You got anything in the second?
Yes.
Honey, you're looking for something for Father's Day, this young man.
Oh, isn't he rather small for Father?
No. Now listen, Four Rocket. He wants you to show us some courtesy.
Right, oh, what size do you wear?
Something rather serious, about a 13 and a half collar with a high instep.
Johnny, do you keep safe, Mary?
Oh, no, I move around.
What would you suggest that would appeal to a man about, about 35?
A blonde about 21, but of course.
Do you have anything snappy and gutters?
Oh, no, but we have something catchy in fly paper.
Oh, no.
Listen, we're not getting anywhere here. Where's the gift department?
Oh, gift department. Whoa. Right over here. I'm doing one about this place.
You don't say. Is it storming outside? Oh, yes, indeed. I am a salesman, and I'm a first-rate salesman, too.
Yeah.
And, well, no, I'm not exactly a first-rate salesman, either, because I'm more of a cut-rate salesman.
Oh, cut-rate.
Well, no, what I mean is I'm a very hot salesman.
You're a hot salesman. You sell hot dogs,
I suppose. I do not sell hot dogs.
Oh.
And hot dogs are sold in a pet shop. Yeah. And if you want a hot dog, why on earth did you ever come in here in the first place?
Oh.
I'm beginning to wonder myself. That's a good question, I hear.
Now, please don't think of the lingerie.
That's lingerie.
You don't say. Oh, that's
That's right. That's right. Go ahead and have a good time at my revenge.
Sure. Oh,
yes. You're just going to tease me until you get me into a snit.
Oh, well. Oh.
You're just trying to torment me because I'm a pretty old man.
Oh.
I'm not exactly a pretty old man either, but I'm not what you call homely.
No. Oh. You're not a homely old man. You just have an ugly disposition. That's
all. Let's stop wasting time. Do you have any notions?
Oh, yes, I have oceans of notions. In fact, I have scabs. And, no, I don't exactly have scabs either.
No.
But
I've
only got one notion.
Just one. Yes, I have one notion. That's not the way on you, and so I won't. I'd like to say good day, and so I'm going to. Good day.
Oh.
Oh, man. You have a tough time to talk about.
Listen, maybe I'd better buy this present myself, Charlie. Huh? You know, shopping is an art. It needs a woman's touch.
How true, how true. Now, here's my darling Nikoda. Y'all can take it on from yon, you hear me? Then y'all,
Well, now, let's see.
Yeah.
What's this over here?
I don't know.
Oh, look, Charlie, isn't that the darlingest knitted snood?
A snood? For Bergen? Are you kidding?
No! Not for Mr. Bergen, for me.
Yeah, but it's Father's.
And look, it's just a dollar and a quarter.
It's my dough.
I think I'll take it.
Yeah. Now I know what you mean by a woman's touch.
Yes, Carl.
Did you get old and breaking my heart? Did you?
Oh, did I get my station Sanborn kiss this morning?
Yes.
Well, of course I did, Carl. Didn't you?
No, I didn't. But Buddy Twist has some cheese and Sanborn all hot and ready to pour. Maybe you could.
Maybe you'd like a cup, Ray, huh?
Why, you bet I would. None of it's been making my mouth water.
Well, here you are. Just taste it.
Mmm. Wonderful, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I don't see why you men should have a monopoly on that flavor.
As a matter of fact, we don't. The ladies are wild about it. So drink up, everybody. It's the finest blend we've ever made. And we think you'll say it's the finest coffee you ever tasted. This week, get Chasen Sanborn coffee. Be with us again next Sunday when Charlie's guests will be Walter Brennan and Jimmy Finn. Charlie and the gang say it stands to reason, and it certainly does. The coffee roasters who supply more hotels, restaurants, and clubs than anybody else in the country know the kind of coffee men like. And ladies, this is it. Today's Chasen Sanborn. Serve it because he likes it and because you prefer it yourself. Get the Chasen Sanborn coffee your grocer is selling now. This is Money Quest, and good night from Hollywood. It's National Broadcasting Company.